MSC Cruisecast is a Triple T production. Now the Taste Try travel team of Beth and Chris.
Hello, all.
Hello, and welcome to MSC Cruisecast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Beth. And it is a brand new month.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
Well,
we've tripped into April.
And it
isn't there like some sort of like saying that you say when you cross into a new month?
No.
You run out of your lawn and hit some pots and pans and...
That's only at New Year's Eve.
Oh.
That's only 1 year to the next.
Oh, not from month to month?
Not from month to month.
Okay.
All of that was to say this is, we've been on the air now for 2 months.
Our 2 month anniversary.
I know. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. That's
awesome.
All.
Thank you for joining us.
We've been on that long.
So it doesn't seem that long to me.
It doesn't.
So
we're talking all things MSC dining plans. Our favorite subject is food. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, we're going to dive deep into this because it seems like you have to.
There's a well of information funnels you down to a little hole that's in the bottom of the well and then funnels back out into confusion, I think.
And so the tagline or the motto for this cruise cast, I'm going to go.
We've officially adopted this.
And I believe I got this off of Cruise Critic, and it is by Alyssa Mama. I don't know. But
it's our tagline now.
We're taking it now. With MSC, all things are simultaneously possible and impossible. And so we'll see that we go into the dining plan. First, I wanted to mention again to remind you all that we have our group cruise coming up on the MSC World America next year on October 18th. We have some bookings already. So thank you guys for that very much.
I think we have four. Yeah. Oh, okay, great.
So just to kind of let you know, because I realized I didn't really say this last time, but we have like...
Four are in for a grand, great, weird, silly, fun time.
Yes.
We hope more of you join us.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to mention that with groups, we just have a certain number of rooms blocked. And so if you're thinking about possibly doing it, how it works is just contact our agent.
MSC kind of says you can only book a certain number of rooms.
Right.
You could book the whole ship. We don't have that kind of money to put down a deposit on the whole ship.
I don't think
we're going to have that many people join us on the ship. But you could do that, I suppose. If you're a Steven Spielberg or Paul McCartney, you can do the whole ship.
It just takes $200 per person deposit, and then the final will be due 90 days prior, which is like forever in the future, it feels like. So just contact our agent. All of her information will be down below. And we have people booked in the yacht club too. So we're not allowed to block any space in the yacht club, but if you give CJ a call, she can give you a quote, and then it takes her just a little bit of time because she has to then move that room, that yacht club room, into
MSC
the group.
MSC has to approve that being part of the group, so it takes a little bit of time, but not that big a deal.
That just takes a little bit. So, so if you're interested, definitely grab one of those rooms while we have them because it's going to be a good time. So, if you have any other questions, of course, you can send us anything. Oh, I remember what? I was like a couple days ago, we're saying I wanted to say something on the next cruise cast about our next cruise.
Oh, you want to go ahead? Yeah, because a couple of people have said that they're on it and they're wondering if we were going to be on it. We're like, we're going to wait to answer those questions until we let everybody know that our next cruise will be.
Funny, because we've had some people ask like, hey, are you going to be on this cruise? And like, this might be like our unofficially first group cruise, because there seems to be like a little group now.
I know, there's like, there was like three or four people that literally asked us if we were going to be on this cruise. So,
yeah. So we're going to be on the seashore June 23rd through the 30th. So if you are on that sailing, we are not a yacht club. And it's unfortunate to say that we did not get an upgrade offer for this cruise, which I'm very sad about, but
not yet. Probably won't get one, so this usually, just right around the corner.
Yeah. But if you're on that sailing, send me a direct message, Instagram or Facebook, and maybe we can plan like drinks or dinner or something like that. Because we usually have a lot of filming that we do, but we'd love to get together with you guys, cameras off, and just have some fun time.
Exactly. Yeah. We're usually filming a lot, so we don't get a lot of time to spend kind of just kind of,
but we definitely will. If you guys are on there, we would love
to get together with you folks.
Yeah.
So we would like to set aside a little time to do that. If you want. So let us know if that's something you want to do. So.
Okay. Let's dive into MSC dining plans, because
it's a rabbit hole of fun.
Well, first, what we're going to do is just kind of explain what they are, when to book them, and then we're going to kind of go through, we're going to give you an example of one of the restaurants, but we'll kind of highlight a couple of the specialty dining restaurants on the bigger ships that are kind of cruising. So the Maravilla, Seashore, Seaside. Is there one more? Seashore, Seaside. What's Seascape? So.
There's, well, okay. There's other bigger ships, too. Don't ask me what they are.
I just meant like cruising in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Most people that might come across these. And then we're going to share some of our personal experiences kind of with this dining plan. So that's kind of the flow for
that. I think you'll probably go over it. But like, we're going to have like prices on some of these examples that we put up. If you're watching us. But prices are always different for...
Exactly.
Different sailings and to however MSC feels that day as to what the
exactly. Okay, so let's start. They call this dining experiences, and so if you pre-purchase, and this is something you're going to want to do before you get on the ship. So, you have the option of pre-purchasing one dining experience. 2, 3, 4, 5. And on some ships, there's actually an unlimited dining experience that you can enjoy. You can like book, if you pay that one price, you can have lunch and dinner in specialty restaurants as long as you've pre-booked them. So,
like, and they're open for lunch and dinner.
If they're open. Now, all of this is going to depend on what ship you're on, how long you're on it, because exactly what Chris was saying, we're not going to really go over the prices of those because it's all going to vary. And it probably varies from sailing to sailing sometimes too. So sometimes there's like, you might see that there's a trilogy. So that's kind of a popular thing for people to book, which is like a three restaurant experience. So you get a pretty good discount, about a 40% discount if you book in advance. But that comes with stipulations when you're at the restaurant. Am I speaking over my microphone already? Am I okay?
Yeah, where I'm at? Okay. You look great. I see the volume.
So when you purchase this dining plan, yay, we get to eat. I'm going to use the example of Butcher's Cut, the steakhouse. You don't just get to pick an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert from the menu. They're going to have a special experience menu. Do you have? I don't know if you have a picture of that or not.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So it typically limits your options to about half of the menu, relatively. So.
Exactly. If you're not used to the MSC way of doing the dining plan.
Yep.
Then, because we weren't the first time that we tried this.
We did on the seashore.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we went on and like, we looked at the menu and like,
yep.
You don't get to choose from the whole menu?
Nope.
There's not like two items that, oh, okay, these two items are really expensive, so we're not going to include those.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. It's about half, like you said, about half
exactly.
the menus.
Exactly, half available. The options, yeah.
So be careful what you point at when the waiter comes by, because you might be pointing at something that's not, they'll let you know, of course.
Well, it's separate. Like, it's in this little, like, outlined box that says dining experience, and it's going to list your appetizers, your entrees, and your desserts that you get to pick. That. And so if you pick within that menu, your dining plan will cover that. So it's kind of a blend. I was telling Chris, and I was kind of explaining this to him too. Like, it's kind of blending like this a la carte restaurant and dining plan package restaurant. They're kind of putting those two together. And I totally get it, because they want to offer, I think this is what they're thinking, they want to offer these a lot of options. So there are people who kind of want to save a little bit of money, and they're okay being with a little bit smaller menu. They're going to get those people. But then there's someone who wants to go and get that tomahawk steak and crab legs. They just want to like go all out. Then they also, those people, if they have not got the dining plan, they just pay a la carte pricing, and it can get pretty high. So they're kind of trying to grab both of those sectors of people. Does that make sense?
It does. And I'm wondering if it's a little bit of a combination of that and a holdover or carryover from, as we say a lot, MSC in Europe.
Yep.
At least many times is seen as almost like a ferry service.
Right.
So it kind of makes sense that it's a la carte, because yeah. if you're only going to be on there for a day, an evening.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to go there to one of the restaurants and just order, you know, just a little meal and you're done. And
yeah.
So I'm wondering if it's just a combination, like, well, we're used to doing a la carte, but we want to offer some packages because now we're offering cruises and we're going to more into the Western markets. And they're used to dining packages.
That's what I was thinking, too. I'm wondering, like, is the dining package a very American thing? Any of you listening maybe from Europe, do the Europe, like MSC in Europe, do they have dining plans? Or is that like a very American? I don't know. I don't know if any of you know that answer. So if you're thinking about booking a specialty dining and, you know, you're okay with the limited menu, book it in advance. So you can go on the MSC for Me app, and right at the bottom, there's options and you can pre-book your specialty. Once your exact cruise, when you're actually on the MSC app and it's with your cruise, you'll get exact pricing. So we're not going to really go over like pricing, but you do save money if you book it in advance. Now, the caveat to this is if you have the dining plan, but you want that tomahawk steak, you want something that's off of it.
Yep.
You pay half price of the listed a la carte price for that tomahawk steak. So that's another great way to do it. If you, you know, still want to get that discounted price and you're okay with just, you know, regular appetizer and dessert, and you want just something special, it's not too bad if you just, you know, upgrade your item, but you would pay half price for that. So,
right. Although I'm sure that if you went with the tomahawk steak, you're going to be.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's probably not that much more when you go to like the sushi or, you know, maybe something like that. But boy, yeah. If you pick the most expensive item on the menu,
and
too,
it is
half price. It is half price.
It is.
So that's good. But you're still going to be, you know,
so $35,
$40 for that half price
exactly,
item.
Yeah. So, for example, I have the butcher's cut menu in front of me, and the dry aged tomahawk for two is $90. So if you upgrade that for two people, it'd be $45. So, but you can see all those items there. You just know you have to pay half price for them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It would also depend on your, did we say that? It depends on your ship. I'm just going down my list to make sure I've said anything. Depends on your ship, what specialty restaurants are offered.
Are offered, exactly.
So when we were on the Magnifica, there was one, right? So there was no, you could purchase a dining plan, but Do you want me to tell that story now or should I wait?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell it now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're on when it's like the Magnifica.
Yeah.
When you open the menu on the first page, there is the Cato dining experience.
Does it say a price on that one? Is it $35 or something?
It says $34.
Get your glasses on.
But I don't know. Like I said, it's could be.
No, this was our particular sailing. That's
yeah,
what it
okay.
was. Yeah. So.
So there'll be a. It's like a dining package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you just order it, like you just say, I want that for, and it's basically like a tasting menu.
It is.
A big, big tasting menu, it but is. It's a tasting menu.
It is.
And they offer you certain items.
Yep.
From their regular menu that you get for the $35.
So this menu was a book. It was like a book of like 8 pages. There were big pictures. There were pictures. We liked it. So, I mean, that's why, it wasn't like a cheesesteak menu.
I want this.
Cheesesteak Factory menu, yeah. So on the first page, yeah, it had what their dining package was. So you got a little bit of discount, but you had to have what they had pre-picked out for you.
Right.
And when we were dining there on the Magnifica, I listened to other people's conversations and I'm really nosy and stuff like that. So I just was overhearing this other lady. She was, did you even hear any of that?
No.
No, I didn't.
I'm oblivious to other people's conversations.
So a couple came in and they had the dining, they had purchased a dining plan for this $34. But she didn't want to eat anything raw. So it was like crazy because then the server was telling her, well, you can pick this because this is raw, this is not raw. But then anything that she picked that was not raw off of that dining plan, she had to pay half price for it. And it was like a 15-minute discussion. And she was like, I don't even know how much money she ended up paying for this meal on top of the dining plan purchase or the dining plan that she already did. Because that dining plan had that raw, which she didn't like, so she had to change all these things out. Like, I wish I could know, like, what her final price was.
Exactly.
But that's, like, something to be aware of. It's maybe sometimes when those things can, like, not be good, I think.
Yes. if you want a lot of sushi and...
You're okay with... Everything.
And everything, then it's a good deal. If you don't want a lot of sushi and you aren't, and there are things on there, I don't know if that's such a great deal because like this lady did, she had to go through and pick out alternate stuff and pay half for all that.
It was just like a lousy start to her meal. Like it was like back and forth. I mean, it took forever.
Right. So if you're going and you want to do that and you're like her and there's something on that menu that you don't like, maybe just look at it beforehand. And you just be like, and for this, I want this. And I know it's half price.
Yeah.
Because... I don't know. It just, like you said, that waiter was there. I did notice the waiter standing there for like 15 to 20 minutes going over every single thing that was on that dining experience and whether it had raw or not and assuring her about some things. And, and then deciding, you know, what.
Yeah. So, because when we went in, like I wanted pot stickers and egg rolls, like, you know, and that's what I got. And I was happy and I didn't have a dining plan. So sometimes it is okay, but I would say definitely look at the restaurants that are going to be on, especially sushi, just because it's very particular, right?
Right.
So just, you know, and you can decide ahead of time if you really want those. Don't just go in thinking that you can just pick whatever you want. Because you have the dining plan. It doesn't work like that.
No. And if you haven't purchased the dining plan, you're going in and like at Cato Sushi, where they have the menu right there, then you can know what you're going to get.
Yep.
You don't have to like kind of, well, I hope I like some things that are on it. Like if you buy it beforehand. I hope that I like what's on that menu. So, yes,
I want to go back to Butcher's Cut, and I want to talk about that. I want to give you guys an example of it. And then I'm going to tell you something really cool about Bojoska. So, for example, their dining experience is literally half of the options of appetizer there, half of the options of entrees, and half the options of dessert. So, sorry, what was I going to say?
I don't know, but is onion rings thought. on this? Do you get onion rings? Because that's all I care about in the butcher's cut is if you get onion rings.
There's not onion rings, but you know what? There is a, that's why I'm like, I look at these, there is a baked goat cheese, a goat cheese, blueberry compote, and lemon zest as an appetizer, and it's not on the dining plan.
So right there, it's out because it's out. Only want onion rings. You only want a goat cheese.
Yeah.
And it's not on it. So,
yeah.
But that's a great example of you might be disappointed with the dining plan. You might not. Depends on how picky you are and what you expect when you go in that restaurant, right?
Can I just tell you, like, I really spaced out there for a second because I'm looking at this menu trying to decide if we're going to go here on the seashore. And I left this podcast for a couple minutes. So I'm sorry about that in advance. but looking at this menu, a peanut butter and milk chocolate cookie with vanilla ice cream, not on the dining plan. So some of those, like, more interesting things are not on the dining plan. But we have not done this, and I really want to try to do this for the seashore, is they offer a brunch open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on select days, and their brunch looks delicious. It's just you purchase it. So there's like
a breakfast club. Is this part of the dining club?
No. Oh. No. There's like a breakfast club sandwich. It's $5. There's a Mediterranean omelet that's $5. There's carnitas tater tot hash, $6. Wild blueberry pancakes, $5. So you just like buy it kind of like a la carte. But it's not expensive and it looks really interesting. So we might have to try that. Make a video of it.
Our podcast is devolved into...
It is. They have...
us having food envy.
They have a country chicken and biscuit, a crispy fried chicken, bacon, a Sunny's. Okay, we're going downhill.
Yes, we are.
Anyway, we knew we were going to go downhill on this episode. Anyway, there's another, but Butcher's Cut is definitely, we've been there before. We've been there one time and we did really enjoy it as a steakhouse. There's also Ocean K Seafood, which is another specialty restaurant.
Confusingly named after the island.
They should not have done that.
So when you say Ocean K, when you try to search for Ocean K on Google,
I literally can't even find the menu.
Lots of times you get the yacht club menu that's on Ocean K.
Exactly.
So
yeah, we have not been to this, and for some reason this dining plan menu did not look great to me. It was just expensive, so I don't know that we will go to this one, just because it's pretty pricey. Yeah. I know.
They're all pretty pricey, aren't they?
This one's, I don't know, just something that didn't really click with me.
Sushi's the only one that we get away with that isn't that. Because
Kaito
you
sushi.
You can do a couple plates of sushi for like $20. That's what I'm looking for when I go there. So I think that's a great one to get in and out of without the dining plan. So
I'm excited about Kaito Sushi.
Yes.
On the seashore, because it's a conveyor belt sushi. How super fun was that? I don't even think we videotaped that one on that. Did we? I don't even think we did. I'm just going to say it. We're going to have a who can eat the most sushi on an all you can eat sushi at Kaito on the seashore. Between you and me, who can eat the most sushi?
Now that you brought this up, at Kaito Sushi on some sailings, and at Ola Tacos, I think on all sailings, because it's always on their menu,
it is,
I think.
Yes.
They offer all you can eat. So
go for it.
I think that's a perfect way for you to experience definitely Ola Tacos.
Yes, for
100%.
Sure.
Just get the all you can eat, because by the time you order three things, you're at $18.
Get the all you can eat.
Yeah.
Period. Like, don't even look at the menu. You can even just ask them to just keep bringing you stuff. Exactly. Which is a really fun way to experience Ola Tacos.
Exactly. Yeah. Just try, I want to try this and try that. Yep. And you know, it's just, exactly. It's just a fun way to do it. In Kaito, only certain sushi is included in the all you can eat.
And it's their more simpler ones.
Exactly.
But it's still a great, deal.
Of course.
Still a great deal.
Still a great deal.
Now, Kaito sushi, exactly what you were saying. They're a little bit less expensive plates because they're obviously smaller. So, but they have more than just sushi there. They have some noodle dishes and they have some tempura. So,
That tempura is so good there.
Yeah, don't not go because it just is sushi. Their shrimp tempura is delicious. It's just fried shrimp. So it's like, you know, nothing raw.
No,
there's plenty of options that are not raw.
They have the shrimp. They have now it's been 2 years, so they could always change the menu. I'm always hesitant to mention things that are on the menu because they do change them. But it seems like for a couple of years at least.
Tempura vegetables.
Yeah, the tempura vegetables were so good on that.
Yeah. Now on. Okay, go ahead.
What?
I was just going to talk about teppanyaki.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up because.
I wanted to talk about it.
Go ahead. But here's my question then.
Yeah.
Since you want to talk about it. Is Kaito teppanyaki, which is the other half of the sushi restaurant.
Yep.
So there's the sushi part of Kaito.
Where they're like making the sushi rolls very open. It has open seating and
And then there's the teppanyaki, which is the show. Japanese spaghetti. Where they put out the bean sprouts. And
the onion train or whatever.
Yeah, the little volcano.
The onion volcano. Yeah,
that's that one.
Yeah.
It's interactive and they make your food right in front of you.
Yeah.
So, is that because I've heard many times that Kaito teppanyaki.
Yes.
I've heard many times that Kaito teppanyaki is not included in the dining plans.
Well, I think it is. Hey, real quick, you're getting real excited. How are your volume levels?
That's great.
Are they still okay?
They're good.
Okay. So, the teppanyaki is included in the dining plan, but you have a $10 surcharge per person when you do that. So it'll take one of your dining plans, plus you'll see a $10 charge per person to do that, probably because it's a little bit more of a, you know, fun experience. That is one possibility. What's another possibility?
Well, funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
So I was doing research because literally, I've heard
both ways.
Both ways.
Yeah.
It is included. It is not included. And there's a $10 charge. It's not included at all.
Right. Right.
So this is a little comment that I found. I'm going to read it to you here. At Carr said, for Kaito teppanyaki, the subset menu, which is the dining plan menu, mm-hmm. Or the menu plan. There's three different menus at Kaito teppanyaki. One is like chicken. One is like chicken and shrimp. And one is like chicken, shrimp, and lobster or something like that.
Yeah, there's three different.
It depends on your meat as to what you're getting. Anyway, here it is. Quote, for Kaito teppanyaki, the subset menu included 5 or 6 prefix meals up to $44. I don't know what the 5 or 6 prefix meals, but
well, they have
probably the
same,
sections.
Yeah,
he's talking about there.
Yeah,
or she's talking about. The only prefix meal that was not included was the most expensive at $64, mm-hmm. which included lobster. Most people at our table had purchased a dining experience package. All right, so that's looking good.
Yep,
it's included.
Yeah, yep. That's my understanding.
Wait, hold on there. Not so fast, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
This is their experience of it after they had gone through the whole thing. We had dinner at Ocean K for our first specialty restaurant experience, followed by lunch the next day at Ola Tacos. Mm-hmm. No charges showed up on our MSC for Me app for the first two meals at specialty restaurants. Good so far. A day or two later, we had dinner at Kaido Teppanyaki. Shortly after finishing, I checked the MSC for Me app and noticed we had been charged for the meal at Kaido Teppanyaki. Not good. Long story short, it took us 30 minutes of walking back and forth between guest services and Kaido Teppanyaki to get things straightened out. The manager at Kaido Teppanyaki told us that this specialty restaurant wasn't eligible for the specialty dining package we had purchased, but she would reverse the charges. Our response was then, why did your salesperson confirm it was eligible after checking documentation in the first place? So they asked, person looked and said, yeah, it is eligible.
Right.
The manager had no answer. Which I think is, it's kind of funny because I think MSC is kind of confused about whether it's actually included or if it's $10 or it's not included. What is our slogan of our...
Everything is possible and impossible at the same time
when it comes to MSC.
That's why, like, if you go in, you guys need to go in with knowledge about what is correct. So, you know, right? Like, because that can get a little confusing if she had to go, like, back and forth. Like,
exactly.
That's another good reminder to always check your account halfway through and don't wait till the end.
Their terms and conditions, I'm putting up a little graphic here for people that are listening. Mm-hmm. It says a surcharge of 10 pounds because this is, or 10 euro.
Yeah, it's $10 in the US.
Per meal, because I got this from, because so much information is from Europe because they've had a longer time to be in Europe. Anyway. Yeah. A surcharge of 10 euro per meal will be applied to the Teppanyaki experience. This extra fee will be paid directly on board. Yes. So, officially, that's their...
Yeah.
That's directly from their European side.
That was my understanding, too. I have no idea why that lady had a problem, or man.
Well, because it sounds like they asked, the person checked and said, yes, it is included.
Yeah.
Then when they went and enjoyed their dinner, then they were charged full price,
not the $10.
Not $10, even though they thought they weren't even going to get charged $10 because they asked if it was included.
Yeah. So the wrong information all around.
So it's just, I think there's just a lot of confusion about whether Teppanyaki, but from their website, you'll be charged $10.
It is included. Yes.
For the Teppanyaki experience. It's included, but you're going to get charged $10.
Yes. You should only see a $10 per person charge after you've dined there.
Right. Correct. And it includes everything up to the lobster. If you want the lobster, I'm assuming you would pay half price.
Either that or pay the difference. I'm not sure. Yeah. Maybe half price. Yeah. That would probably make sense since that's typically what everything else is.
I don't think that's under the terms and conditions.
Let me mention something else about your specialty dining. If you get the package, the specialty dining package, specifically the unlimited, we've never been on a ship that's offered it unlimited before. We would probably get it for sure if we could. They pre-book you your first dining reservation on your embarkation night. And then with that, once you board, you need to book all your others. So that's pretty much the same with any specialty dining you get. As soon as you get on board, once you're connected to their Wi-Fi and your MSC Me has changed to the onboard version, you need to book all your specialty dining, because it'd really be a bummer if you bought 3, 4, 5 and then you couldn't use them because you waited too long and there was no availability.
Yeah, do it as soon as you get on board.
That is numero uno for me. As soon as we get on board, I take care of all my booking.
Exactly, because things do fill up. Mm-hmm. They do fill up, and that would be a real bummer if there was one, if you're talking about the dining experience, and there was one restaurant you really wanted and you waited, and now it's full, And
then you have to go like standby and all of that. Yeah.
Standby, or you're just going to have to be like, well, I guess it's going to be quesadillas again tonight. Quesadillas.
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 At Ola Tacos.
Hala.
Hala.
Hala Tacos.
I don't know if anyone will understand that.
So I don't know if you're done, but I have a question for you.
Well, I want to talk about something else that I see a lot on the forums.
This is my question to you.
What is your question?
Because I know what's coming.
What's coming?
Isn't it?
Well, I have one last thing on my list, so.
Let's say you have booked the yacht club.
Yes.
Should you, one, think about this dining experience? Should you be booking the dining experience? And if not, is there a restaurant that you should go to?
Yes.
And pass up the yacht club meals?
Yes.
Okay.
So I see this a lot on, like I said, on the forums, and it's going to answer your question exactly because we get that too. Booked in yacht club, does any specialty dining come with it? Technically, no. Your yacht club restaurant is your specialty dining. That's included, but no other specialty restaurant is included. Now, on some ships, there are multiple yacht club restaurants, which are great. So on the newer ships, that would be included. If I was in the yacht club, would I book a specialty dining package? No. One exception might be sushi, because they didn't have sushi in yacht club. Would they if we requested it? I don't know, because we didn't try. But that would be the one thing that I would go outside of the yacht club for. But I might do that like at lunch or something like that, so that I wouldn't miss dinner in the yacht club.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you here. The yacht club is better than any specialty restaurant that you're going to go to on the ship. It's better. I know that people have a hard time believing that maybe haven't done yacht club yet,
right.
But I wouldn't lie to you folks. I'm not going to.
We have a video that is all the food on yacht club.
Yes.
All you have to do is watch that.
It's better than any specialty restaurant.
Yep.
For sure.
Yes.
They're back there in that kitchen. I didn't go back in that kitchen, but here's what I imagine. They're back in there in that kitchen, and your plate is the only plate that they are taking care of at the moment.
Yeah.
All 17 chefs that are in the yacht club kitchen.
Probably, yeah.
Are staring at your plate, waiting for it to achieve its yacht club level.
Right.
And then they will bring it out to you. That's exactly what I imagine is going on.
Because in the yacht club, their menu switches nightly. So there was one night that they were kind of like a little bit of Asian food. And of course, Italian. And then there was like the gala night, which was the filet mignon and the steak. And those are the same thing. The filet mignon and the lobster.
I think
And one forum that I read, and I actually commented on it, is they were booked in the yacht club, but it was their anniversary. So they wanted to know if the concierge could make them a reservation at the Butcher's Cup Steakhouse. And I'm like, what are you doing? What?
Don't pay.
Because do you have a picture of it? I don't know.
I have a picture of you and your filet mignon.
This literally was the largest, most tender, cut with my fork steak I have ever had. The best steak I have ever had. And it was available every single night in the yacht club. Every single night. And this picture is, I asked for a little bit of like butter to pour over it, and they went and made me like garlic butter, like a full like ranch, like a whole like dressing cup full of butter to pour over my steak. So
I'm not a steak person, really.
Yeah, you know, you're not.
I mean, I'm just not. But my goodness, that steak was, I would order that at every meal, I think.
Beautiful.
It was that good.
It was so good.
Can I just say really quick to finish up my thoughts on that?
Yeah.
like I said, your yacht club restaurant is better than any.
Yeah.
I would it's only venture out. It's a
combination of all of them. Yeah.
I would only venture out for sushi, like yeah. you said, or I would venture out for Ola Tacos too.
That's true.
Just because
that's true. Yeah.
I think Ola Tacos is a fun experience. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fun to go yeah. there. You and it's got, I mean, I'm sure that the Yacht Club restaurant can whip you up tacos and burritos and stuff like that.
But you want to kind of go out, though, and have that experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of fun. So I would do those two. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, you're going to get better food at the Yacht Club than you will at any of the
right
specialty restaurants.
Exactly. So if anyone is in Yacht Club, I mean, the concierge can certainly help make a reservation for you at any of the specialty restaurants. You will still pay the full price for them. And of course, that may be what you want to do. We're not saying don't do that. But in our experience, the Yacht Club kind of trumped all of those. So kind of to wrap up, just understand you can get a better price for your specialty dining if you book before you get on the ship, but just know it's going to be a special menu. The cat is deciding to join us. You will get a limited menu when you go in. You don't have to be limited to that menu, but the price can jump up pretty high if you start like subbing things out. So just be careful of that. I think that's what I wanted to say. I'm super excited to go to Butcher's Cut now. Like, I want to go do this brunch.
What's your final conclusion about the dining experience? Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? I think it's worth... Let me just say mine. Now okay. You can say yours.
Go ahead.
I think it's worth it if you want to try out the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And you're not super, super picky about... Like, you want this. When you go to a steak restaurant, you want lobster and steak. Mm-hmm. That's what you get when you go to a steak restaurant. Well, then you probably don't want the dining experience. But if you want to try out some of these restaurants, I think it's worth it. It's a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're not going to eat a lot of food, then you might want to do a la carte.
Right.
I think a la carte is the way we go just because yeah. we like to sample things and maybe not order giant meals.
Right.
I mean, we really like appetizers, so yeah. it's fun to just go to a restaurant and just get a bunch of appetizers and maybe share
right.
something or something like that. I mean, we try to get more meals just to film them for our channel, but
right.
but I think it's a decent way to, it saves you a decent amount of money.
Okay, so part of me is torn. Before I go on the cruise, I want to book the specialty restaurant dining packages so I can save money. I can pay for it in advance, and then I don't have those charges adding up on my account as we eat. So before yep. the cruise.
That makes sense.
Once we're on the cruise, I don't want that menu.
But I want that.
I want something that's off the menu.
Everything that's outside that little red box looks way that. Better than what's inside that red box.
I want that goat, that baked goat cheese. So,
what is that called? Fear of missing out?
Yeah.
FOMO.
FOMO. Yeah, I have that. I will say. So, something that I might do probably is maybe book like a one or two specialty restaurant. Get those done early in the cruise. And then, okay, so say, for example, we do, you know, then we go to Butcher's Cut early. We have what is on the dining experience menu. Then maybe we can make a reservation and go back and maybe just get like one or two things that we couldn't try or that looked really good or something like that. But that's my feeling on it. I really have mixed. But I think as long as you kind of know what you're going into beforehand, that's where the power is.
Let me
I went deep.
Absolutely.
Real quick.
No, I think that's right on because we try to emphasize that, especially on MSC.
Yeah.
Know what you want out yep. of your cruise.
Exactly.
And then tailor it.
Yeah.
MSC gives you a lot of power to tailor your cruise to however you want the experience to be. If you want it to be cheap and just, I want to experience the sea and the pool and buffet food.
And I'm fine.
Great, you can do that.
And you can do it inexpensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if you want luxury, they can, you can do luxury. If you want somewhere in between, you can do somewhere in between.
Right.
Know what you want and tailor it to what you want.
And I think we do that.
That's a great way to get a lot out of your cruise.
Exactly, because we save money by booking inside cabins. So we're saving money there. And then we'll spend the money on the food, because that's really the part that, we, you know, the food and the drink, that's really what we enjoy about going on cruises. So that's where we'll spend our money.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Hopefully that makes sense and just kind of give you guys some idea of a little bit different the way... ooh, they have Kobe sliders. Yummy.
Okay.
Another thing that plays...
We're drooling over the menu.
Another thing that plays a big part in your dining experience is also your drinks. So what are drinks available in these restaurants? Are they included in your packages? Coming up, maybe not this next one, but coming up soon, we're going to go over the different drink packages and what they cover, where you can get them, where you can't, all of that. Because I think that's another place where MSC tries to offer you this gamut, right? Of some basic drinks to some that are, you know, by the dollar amount, and then all the way up to like the best drink package where you can get basically everything. So you can tailor that again that way.
I'm looking forward to this podcast because I have a love-hate relationship with,
yes,
with drinks on ship. They're fun to order. And then
not I, fun to drink.
Exactly. And then
you
I'm
can't
like,
ever finish them.
Oh my goodness. I can't do any more of this. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So we're going to have that coming up. We're going to answer more questions that you guys have, because we like doing those podcasts too. So, does that end it?
I think so.
All things dining plan.
Yes.
As always, if you have any questions, let us know. Let us know your comments, your experiences. Did you get a dining plan and enjoy it? Did you end up spending way more money? Like, how does it work for you guys too? So we love to hear. And if you are listening on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to your podcast, come on over to YouTube to look at the comments and add comments of your own so you can see what other people have experienced.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
So that will end today. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye, everybody. Bye.